Hey everybody, this is Devin Boker. You're either listening to this on The Wildlife or on 500 Days Happier, which either place that you're listening to it, you're probably thinking, hey, what's that other thing? Because so far the two have not crossed paths. One of them has only been going for, well, this will be the ninth day. The other one for a few years. It will make sense. It's January 1st, you know this. 2020 is done. It is now 2021, January 1st. And what I originally wrote out and had planned to record on the 500 Days Happier side of things, I thought it could be relevant for the wildlife also. Mainly because of this, I'm going to make some references to metamorphosis, which sounds really cliche, and it is, but it's still a perspective and thoughts that since I'm putting out there, I thought I would share there too on the wildlife, and then when I'm done here this morning, at the tail end of this, if you are listening to this on the wildlife side of things, you will get to listen to a rerun of an older episode we did. I believe it was 2019 with Dr. Martha Weiss, discussing metamorphosis and metamorphosis as a metaphor, the biology of it, whether caterpillars remember, a bunch of fun stuff. And if you're listening to it on the 500 Days Happier side of things, then I will put a link to that particular episode in the show notes. Either way, these are my first written thoughts of 2021. My first recorded thoughts of 2021. And, you know, I feel obligated to make them count. Then again, I also have a hard time comprehending, at least fully, the intensity of which some look at, like, the transitioning of a calendar to be equivalent to that of a reset or a metamorphosis. You know, I think it's a coping thing with the stress that so many people have been stuck on this whole, 2020 is gone, now it's 2021, we're moving on, new year, things are different. And really, I think we all deeply, truly know that it's more of a blending than a hard transition. But anyway, to me, January 1st has always been just another day in a string of days without any real added significance. Part of why I think for myself, if I try to do things like say, oh, I've got this goal, right? I'm going to start this Monday, next week, next month, on the 1st. It's more so likely that I'm procrastinating and I'm inevitably not going to accomplish whatever goal that might have been to begin with. I mean, don't get me wrong, I've definitely made New Year's resolutions in the past, but I also make them daily, hourly, weekly. It just don't usually call them resolutions, at least typically. And it's just never really worked for me. And I know that's not the same for everybody. Some people have success doing it differently. I just haven't. For me, there's no day like today, no moment like the present, to just do the thing instead of planning to do it later. If I plan to do it later, my attention span or lack of motivation or busy plate, something is going to ensure that the thing doesn't get done or is done very last minute in a stressed-out scramble that destroys my ability to enjoy the said thing. I feel like, at least for many, that the approach of a new year gives us two things. Number one, an excuse to postpone what we could begin now. And yet, number two, hope for new beginnings. You know, new year, new you, right? Yet, what's funny is that the you want to be is already there. Today, in this moment, just because it's the start of a new calendar year doesn't mean that something within you has changed miraculously. If you're able to start something on the first, you're able to start something on a Monday, able to start doing something differently on some designated starting point, there's nothing magical that's happening. The ability to do so was in you to do now, if it's in you to do later. As long as you desire to be someone else and set yourself goals in that mindset, you're not going to be happy. There's no need for a new you. I want to bring this back a few days. Happiness is not a goalpost. You are amazing and beautiful the way that you are. You are who you are because of your life experiences. You are wise because of them. Your context is complex. And the truth is, as hard as it is to accept, you don't need to become a new you. Exercising more, getting in shape, stopping drinking, getting out more, all those things, those don't require a new you. They just require the you you are to either do or do not, or somewhere in between. You know why? Because none of those things actually define who you are. They're just things you either do or do not. Changing what you do or do not isn't changing yourself. It's not creating a new you. Focusing on becoming a new you in order to accomplish your goals is like saying, remove my context, my past, my wisdom, my experience. Start me fresh with a whole new set of personality traits. And that's just silly. Work within your context. Don't focus on changing who you are. That's basically impossible. Change what you do or do not by either doing or not. That's it. And I know it sounds really simple, and it's not as simple, but at the same time, it is. Just tap into your context. Tap into your motivations, tap into who you are, accept that person, love that person, and only then are you truly going to change your habits and learn to be happy and grateful while doing so, not after. As long as you're happy and grateful on the other side of a goal, or at least you put happiness there, you're never going to reach it. I know that sounds super depressing, but the contra to that is that you have this ability right here, right in front of you. It's not something that has to be chased. It's like the whole metaphor of the caterpillar and the butterfly. You know, everyone always talks about embracing the goo. You know, you've probably seen that on 1,000 email chains this year. People talk about how a caterpillar dissolves into goo. It doesn't know that it's going to become a beautiful butterfly. And aside from the fact that that interpretation shows that people know very little about the behavior of the two, like for me, I'd rather be a caterpillar. I mean, do you know what it's like to be a butterfly? It's actually pretty gross, kind of terrifying. Lots of poop involved in pee and blood and tears and rotting fruit. It's just gross. Anyway, it misses the most important part. See, biologically, the caterpillar doesn't change completely and become something or someone else. In fact, you know their cocoon, what people call a cocoon? It's actually called a chrysalis. You know, it's not something that they make from their surroundings. I mean, for a long time, I thought it might, you know, be like a leaf house or something like that. It's actually something that lies beneath their skin. They shed their skin to reveal the chrysalis. It was already there. Better yet, many of the structures that are now identifiable as butterfly traits can be found lying in wait inside of the caterpillar, or the basic framework for them. Things called imaginal disc. Those things are already exist. They're already there. They always have been. Many of the parts actually don't even dissolve. They just continue, or they become slightly modified as the caterpillar transforms. It's more of a glow up than a complete change of who the butterfly is. What I'm trying to say is this. The butterfly was inside all along. The caterpillar didn't need to become something new. It's just unveiling what it's always been. So if anything, don't become a new you this year. Instead, learn to love and accept the you that you are. Everything else will follow. Before I ramble any further, I want to share four little things. And so if you're listening to this on the wildlife, this is something that I do as of late. This is my 9th day of sharing four little things that I'm grateful for. So here we go. Number 33. You know, normally a lot of these are sound kind of jokey and they're definitely little things or, whatever, but, I'm going more basic today. I'm able-bodied. I mean, it might sound silly, but I'm truly grateful that I can wake up and I can do the things that I want to do physically with very few hangups. Like, of course I want to be more in shape. I'm also in pretty good shape. I'm able to exercise. I'm able to do most things with very little pain. I feel really fortunate that that's my reality. Number 34, I'm a teacher. What matters more to me than anything is time with my kids, time with my wife. And so I'm really grateful that I have summers and breaks and weekends and set weekday hours. And I've been on the other side of that, and it sucks, at least for what I value. My job allows me the time with my family that I value, and I feel very fortunate that that's my reality. 35. I have both healthy and unhealthy things to eat. What I mean is I'm grateful that I have the choice and the access. Of course, I want to be and eat healthier, but the fact that I can and that I can also choose not to, it might not always be the best thing in the moment, but yet I feel fortunate that that's my reality. Number 36, my uncomfortable bed. I remember times with less, and even on mornings when I wake up feeling more unrested than not, I'm grateful that I have one. And plus, I have like a weirdly absurd number of blankets. I don't know why, but I do. And I feel fortunate that that's my reality. I also want to share this before I step away for the day. This year, I'm not making any New Year's resolutions. I don't want to define my year, my happiness, my progress by becoming something or someone I'm not. Instead, here's what I want to do. I want to define my year by the things that I value and I already hold dear. Not resolutions, but intentions. I'm turning inward to identify what I most value, and I'm saying them out loud to try and live truer to myself rather than changing who that person is. If you're listening on the other side of things, you might know what these are already. They are the five ways to live a regret-free life that I've been mentioning so much lately. Number one, live a life true to yourself, not the life others expected of you. Number two, don't work so hard. Number three, have the courage to express your feelings. Number four, stay in touch with your friends. And number five, let yourself be happier. Forget New Year, new me. This year, I want to be more of me. Again, if you're listening to this on the wildlife side of things, please stick around. We're going to do a rerun of the metamorphosis metaphor with Dr. Martha Weiss. It's a great episode. It's definitely one of our older ones, but it's become quite the classic. Otherwise, you know, I want to hear from you. What are your plans for the year? What ways do you want to live more true to yourself? What are your strategies? It would be nice to hear from the abyss rather than chatting into it at 8 o'clock in the morning. All right, take care. It's January 1st, 2021. Let's make it a good one.